USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Preteens could soon be eligible to get the COVID vaccine. Pfizer recently requesting emergency use authorization to allow the vaccine to be administered to those between 12 and 15 years old. The FDA and CDC holding meetings next week to consider the request. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky addresses concerns parents may have about getting their kids vaccinated.
These vaccines have been tested in hundreds, in 100,000 people in clinical trials, and in about 2,500 children, 2,300 children in the context of these trials for safety in the younger ages. The 12 to 15-year-olds.
Dr. Walensky in ABC's The View yesterday. In that study, she cites some children showed side effects like pain, fever, chills, and fatigue. President Biden planning to meet next week with six Republican senators to discuss his infrastructure plan. The White House says the meeting will help find common ground on what the plan should focus on and how to pay for it. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Part of China's largest rocket tumbling out of control and falling back to Earth. John Clemens reports.
We don't know exactly when or where, but sometime this weekend, a 10-story, 23-ton piece of rocket is headed our way. At the latest Pentagon briefing, spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. Space Command, a branch of the U.S. military, was tracking the rocket as it fell back to Earth.
It's too soon to know exactly where it's going to come down. But again, we're tracking that.
Even at AccuWeather, where Bob Larson works, is tracking the rocket as it heads our way.
As large as it is, we suspect at least a portion of it or pieces of it will make it all the way to the ground.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
One of the nation's largest fuel providers, Colonial Pipeline, saying yesterday it was the victim of a cyber attack. In response, the Georgia-based company shuts down its entire network from the Gulf to New York to contain the threat. Federal law enforcement aware of the situation. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Our economic recovery from COVID hits a snag. The April jobs report released Friday disappoints economists, less than 300,000 jobs added. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick tells USA Radio News this shows we have an uphill climb ahead, and so we tried to recover the jobs lost during the pandemic.
We got only 266,000 jobs added on the month. That makes for an average over the past 3 months of about 500,000 jobs. We need to get back 8.4 million jobs to get restored to pre-pandemic levels, and there's still close to 10 million officially unemployed.
Black unemployment rising to almost 10%, white unemployment falling to less than 5.5%. Four former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd now facing federal charges. Wendy King reports.
A federal grand jury has now indicted former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and three other officers. All four were arrested in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. They're accused of violating Floyd's constitutional rights. Derek Chauvin is also named in a second indictment stemming from a separate arrest in 2017, which also includes a neck restraint. Chauvin is awaiting sentencing following last month's conviction on state murder and manslaughter charges. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Actress Tawny Katane passing away yesterday at the age of 59. She starred in Bachelor Party and Whitesnake music videos for Is This Love and Here I Go Again. No cause of death revealed. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.